Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. This one's going to be pretty blunt, pretty direct, about some individuals, some teams, just the state of baseball, really, in regards to where Nolan and I sit from our site, and certainly a lot of questions that came in today and all through the week or whatever. And that, I think there's a lot of uncertainty amongst all of you as fans as well out there, and so we greatly appreciate the fact that you're that passionate about it, Dirtbags, and we're going to talk about a lot of those concerns, what we see in the off season as well, and go from there on tonight's show. So it's great to be back with you. Like I said, thanks to all our servicemen and women out there around the world, as always, for doing what you do so we can do what we do here, and the rest of the nation as well. Obviously, Thanksgiving Day tomorrow for all our American listeners, and hopefully it's a joyous one. We know definitely for Blake Snell it's going to be a joyous one. A lot funner than last year all the way around. So that's part of the show tonight as well. But yeah, hopefully it's just a good day with your family and friends and watching football. I guess probably following along with MLB to see if there's anything. Probably won't be anything. But again, with last night's signing of Blake Snell, who does know, really? Anything is possible. We had Kikuchi earlier in the week with the Angels, and so, you know, there's definitely people that are going ahead and signing and getting things done, and teams that are going ahead and signing and getting things done too. They're not waiting around. So that's the reality of it, where it is. A little bit different this year on some angles, and very much the same on lots of other angles. So whether you've been a player, a parent, a coach out there, hopefully you've had a dirty week wherever you are, whether you're playing or just in the off season and training, hopefully the training's going well, or just in the off season in general and maybe playing a different sport. That's what it's all about. Be an athlete in this day and age. Get back to it, and be a well-rounded parent of young dirtbags. Be a coach of young dirtbags, and encourage them to play multiple sports and everything else. So, but anyways, we're going to be right back here in a second. So settle in, get that favorite drink, wherever you like to listen to us, however you like to listen to us, because we're going to come right at you. No question about it.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine and More.
Drink responsibly, B21.
I'm always sad when Black Friday's over. Until I remember the cyber deals at Kohl's. I just went and found savings you don't want to miss. Like 40% off floor care finds, 50% off party ready styles, 50% off women's boots, and 50% off beauty faves. Plus, score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every 50 spent. And get 20% off some of your finds at Kohl's. Select styles. Offers end December 2nd. Coupons do not apply to floor care and party ready styles. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I got a line.
He got a line.
She got a line.
We got four lines. Cricket Nation. Q finger guns. Really easy. Super stress free. 5G so fast. Like blazing fast. Games and memes. You'll have a blast. You can get fast 5G across four lines. You can get fast 5G across four lines. As we discuss, take it from us. We four are one. Cricket Nation.
And only $25 a line. Welcome to more lines. Welcome to Cricket Nation. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Discount varies by line. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Shop early, save big, all month long during Black Friday Buildup at Lowe's. Right now, get select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at just $59.98. Don't wait to save. Shop these deals today, in-store or online. Because Lowe's knows deals. Discount taken at time of purchase while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, where do you want to start? Who do you want to start on? Team, player, individual for the situation we're in right now?
Well, let's start out with the team that's made the most moves so far this offseason, that being the Los Angeles Angels. Obviously, go out there, like Kirk said at the top of the show, go out and sign Yusei Kikuchi. 3 years, $63 million. Obviously, first half of the season with Toronto was good, not great. But then, yeah, once you got down to Houston, obviously, whatever it was that they said to him, relying on that up-high fastball, pairing that with the splitty and everything like that, it was a fantastic move. So, obviously, I mean, that ended up helping him out immensely. Turns into $21 million a year. I think it's a little bit of an overpay by the Angels, but at the same time, I think the Angels have to overpay for a few different players. Obviously, with the track record that the Los Angeles Angels have, basically, they got to kind of do what they can to sign the best players available. And Kikuchi, I mean, he's going to slot in as their probable number one at this point in time. I like the move. I thought that it was very smart. Obviously, Los Angeles had faced him a little bit last year, having been with Toronto and Houston. So, I mean, familiarity. And he's got familiarity with the AL West. So, I like it.
Yeah, good for Artie Moreno to keep allowing Manasian to get guys signed up early, right? You know, it was your Cardinals that did similar stuff last year on the pitching end of things. Obviously, it didn't work. They didn't have the offense to go along with it at the end of the day, but still, right? It's good to see him back in it, trying to be aggressive. Like we talked about, it'll be interesting to see, obviously, it all you hate to say it, but it really all hinges on Mr. Trout as well. Can he come back? Do they now really explore trading? Who knows what the next 2-3 months will look like? But a lot goes around and through that guy at the end of the day, right? And so good signing. Good for Kikuchi too. Like you said, 3 years, $63 million. Drive on, brother.
Then obviously, I mean, the big news that broke last night. Blake Snell not waiting around this year like he did last year, right? Obviously, last year didn't get signed until spring training. This year, signed before Thanksgiving. Five-year, $182. $182 million. What was it? $50 million signing bonus, $62 deferred. So this is where we will always run into the issue of, does MLB need a salary cap? Does MLB need a salary cap floor? Do I think they need a four? Yes. Do they need a salary cap on the high end? Probably not. Do they need to stop doing deferred money? Absolutely. because this deferred money nonsense just is absolutely ridiculous at the loopholes that teams can get away with doing this. And I get that every single team theoretically can do this. There's a huge emphasis on theoretically, though, because not every team has the luxury to do this, the same as the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, dirtbags have been sending it in all day. Who's to blame at this? Obviously not Dodgers fans or whatever. They're not sending in this concern. Whoever's a Dodger fan out there and that, you're loving life right now. You just got stronger again and stuff like that. But let's step back from that and look at the big picture of this game right now. I got one guy in mind, and he's the commissioner for me. I don't blame the Dodgers. Like you said, they're
I'm not blaming Manfred.
I am.
I'm blaming Clark.
Nope.
I'll blame Clark before I blame Manfred.
Go for it.
And so here's the thing, right? Manfred, when he came in, there was already deferrals in place. Manfred could have put a stop to it. Absolutely. Sure. Don't get me wrong. He has a part to play in the whole thing.
No, stay on your side.
Clark, during their whole CBA and everything like that, right? He went to bat for no salary caps, no floors. That was the predominant thing that he wanted, was players get paid because they're the entertainment at the end of the day. But the deferred money, I'm not paying a guy. Ken Griffey Jr., for example, last year was the second highest paid player on the Cincinnati Reds. He didn't play with the Cincinnati Reds in like 13 years. I don't know how long it had actually been. I'm just pulling that number out of thin air, but it had been a long time, right, since he was actually a player on the Cincinnati Reds. Their other highest paid player was Will Myers, who, I mean, unfortunately got cut last year prior to the season starting. But either way, like, I'm just looking at it purely from that standpoint of how does this in 2025 or 2024 still, but by the 2025 season when his contract rolls around, how are teams still able to do this? And especially after last year with the whole Shohei Ohtani thing. And Clark is all for it. So that's why I'm putting the blame on him for not stepping up and saying during the CBA negotiations, hey, listen, okay, guys, we got to give it somewhere. Like, we're taking a lot of things from the MLB. And obviously the MLB's taking things from the players as well. But at the same time, the MLBPA, in my opinion, they won that last CBA. And in turn, Clark ultimately never said anything about deferred money.
Bobby Bonilla, New York Mets, right? Started decades ago. Dave Steeb did it with the Jays. Dave Steeb deferred $10 million or something like that for $500,000 for about 20, 25 years. Great stuff when you look at it. Absolutely. No-brainer for a player. No-brainer for the club. Helps them go out there and get other players, build World Series teams. Everything looks great on the surface. Dodgers ownership probably is never going to leave, but there's never a never in anything. That's just the reality of the world. So the next person has to pay that down the road when it's long overdue. And like they said, the Shohei thing was a unicorn. It's paid for itself in the first 24 hours. There's no question. I don't think anybody would debate that. Nobody. But absolutely, Manfred, you're the commissioner. You just had owner meetings last week. There had to be owners in there that said, I just don't like the feel of this. I don't like where we're trending at all, because this is an industry. One team does not make a league. Five teams do not make a league. I mean, it does, but you know what I mean. It's pretty limited. So he's had the chance to, he's got to listen to the owners. So the owners are at fault as well. And that's what always comes out of strikes, right? Like, the agents have known for years and years in all the pro sports that the owners can't get out of their own way. So you look at the Dodgers there. But last week, and that's the reality too, Oakland Athletics, they are in trouble for the next 3 years until they go to Vegas. They can't build up a first team in 2028 in Vegas that's going to be really good, in my mind, sitting here right now. Because Buehler said, I'm not pitching in Sacramento. He's not the only MLB player that's going to turn down them over the next 3 years. So they're going to have nothing. They're going to be the Chicago White Sox. And they've got good players on that team. Mr. Butler, just to mention one.
Bretton Rooker, obviously.
Rooker. And like, how are you feeling if you're those guys? Michael Harris, too, comes right out on Twitter. X. Doesn't say a word. Does it, Jeff? Rolls the ice. That's great to see the players doing that. I love it because it's showing them that, you know, we want to be competitive as well. Obviously, the Braves are competitive, but they were homegrown. They were built for the most part and then signed to nice deals. Again, everybody, it's free agency. You have your choice. You can do whatever you want. As a team, you can do whatever you want. But it's got to start to get, something's got to happen. Something has to change.
Well, it's why the NBA is unwatchable. The NBA, like you said, it's a four-team league, five-team league.
Yeah, you're losing me in MLB. You're losing me right now.
Like, yeah, this doesn't help viewership at any point in time. And I get last year the World Series, sure, the numbers were at an all-time high because it was the Dodgers and it was the Yankees. But at the same time,
the series itself was horrible.
Yeah, no, it really was.
It was a letdown.
Yeah, outside of Game 5, the comeback by the Dodgers, it was like, all right, well, this kind of sucked.
Freddie Freeman, great for him, as we said. Yeah. Everybody said it. Fantastic for him. But overall, and then you get Kiki coming out and saying, you know, the World Series was the Padres. Well, he's probably right. And we had the Yankees beat before we even started. I can't believe that. You know, there's some unwritten rules that you got to be careful what you say, in a sense, right? You have the right to say whatever you want, and he did it. But on the other side, geez, you got to be kind of careful at what you're saying, right? Because you're just saying the rest of the league is just so far behind that why are we even here?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, no, they made it very apparent, so did Kiermaier. But Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break to continue this talk.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Before the break, we were talking, obviously, about the state of the game and stuff. You know, yes, off the Blake Snell signing and stuff like that, but it's just the overall state of the game and stuff like that, where we're at. And we were discussing it, Nolan. I go, right now, the everyday fan has trouble going to the games. So, Dirtbags, for the first time ever, the Toronto Blue Jays, for example, are announcing Black Friday sales up here in Canada for 500 level tickets. You can get games for $9 a ticket, and that they redid the stadium over the last few years and stuff like that. It gets you access to one of the lower level platforms where you can go into the restaurant and some different viewing areas and standing areas and stuff like that. But they've never had to do that before because they know that they're still getting good attendance, but this year's going to be really, really shaky if they can't get free agents and drive interest in coming to watch them play. So that's just one example. But wherever you are out there, you're struggling. St. Louis Cardinals, last year, Nolan, some of their lowest in decades game day attendance.
Worst attendance in Busch Stadium history. Well, Busch Stadium 3 history. They had under 30,000 at a home game.
And we know their fan base.
No, exactly. And that's reported. It wasn't the actual. The actual, like, people that walked through the gates, I think they said it was like 11,000. And even that seemed high. I was like, that's astonishing for the St. Louis Cardinals fan base, who basically year in, year out are averaging 3 million fans. They're like top five in baseball year in after year. And yeah, no one wants to go and see that crap. Like, just call it what it is. No one wants to go and see teams that aren't willing to be competitive. And like, Nolan Arenado and Paul Goldschmidt didn't sign on long term to be with you guys, to not be on a competitive team. Every player in baseball wants to be on a competitive team. I'm fully aware of that. Nobody wants to go and pay money to watch a product when that product is subpar to anything else. Like, I would rather just sit at home, and we're Canadians, obviously, so it's not like I can go down to St. Louis and watch a Cardinals game whenever I want to. But either way, I'm just saying, I'm going to sit at home and watch 162 games of St. Louis Cardinals baseball instead of showing up to a ballpark knowing damn well that my team isn't putting in any sort of effort to try and be better.
Well, that's it, right? They got Arenado on the block now. Package him with Helsley, whether they do or not, who knows, whatever it is. Every team goes through that over time. That's just logical. For sure it is, if you have to rebuild. But you want to know with day one, that's what it comes back to. With day one, there's an opportunity to be competitive. So now you've got divisions that are just flat out weak. AL Central's been there. NL Central's been there lately. And not because they don't have good management and good organizations. It's just they can't compete. And when you do things like what the Dodgers are doing and stuff like that, again, hats off to them. They're working within the system. Scott Boras, you're working within the system. That's your job at the end of the day, to get the best you can for your players. Obviously, Blake Snell tuned him in a little bit and said, look, let's get this done sooner than later. Like I said at the top of the show, happy Thanksgiving. You're having a good one. You're having a good one, and it's deserved. But, man, all of a sudden they backed that up with Roki in just under 2 months, potentially. Or maybe they did have that talk at the owners' meetings and say, you just can't sign him. Even if he goes to San Diego, I know that's competitive, whatever it is. But at least it's competitive. They care. It's like the Yankees and the Red Sox. Like, you just, for me, Manfred's got to pull in the reins and say, guys, we got to somehow get back to a collective unit of competitive across the board. I don't want to see guys anymore coming up, all these good young rookies, and knowing that they can only be with a team for 5 or 6 years. I'm excited to see where Garrett Crochet goes, but I'd also be excited to sit there and buy a Crochet jersey with the Chicago White Sox. But that can't even happen now. I don't want to see that anymore. And I get that's obstacles that they got to go through with the Players Association and the ownership and stuff like that. But growing up and seeing those players play with that team forever and ever, That is cool. That's cool.
There used to be the sense of loyalty, right? Now there's no loyalty. Now it's all about, okay, who's going to pay me the bucks? At the end of the day. I'm not saying every player is that way. I'm just saying it seems like a lot of the Scott Boras clients are that way. Where it's just, hey, listen, end of the day, I know I can make X amount of money out on the market. Well, like that's why I tip my cap to a guy like Jose Ramirez. Jose Ramirez, everybody in baseball knows that he did not have to stay with Cleveland. He said, to heck with all you people, I'm staying in Cleveland. This is where I want to be. This is where I want to build my legacy. We're going to get a World Series here. Now, they haven't, but, I mean, that dude's done his part.
Yeah.
Management's done their part. They've built a competitive team year after year. Obviously, they had the right manager in place in Steven Vogt. But yeah, no, like looking at it, right? Like you're just looking at every single one of those big time free agents year after year, and who's the primary agent, and it's Scott Boras. And I'm not saying that's a knock on Scott Boras in any way, shape, or form. That's his job. That's his earned. Job is to make money, and everybody in the industry knows who Scott Boras is. They know that his primary is to look after the client and get them as much money as humanly possible. So whether that be go to the free agency or do whatever he can.
And you're going to see that with Juan Soto, right? Because by everything that's been out there, it's still going to be the highest team at the end of the day. So if that's the Mets, that's great. But you did start hearing this week that now he's possibly included in a year three, year four opt-outs. Why? Because they realize that from Machado and Harper and everybody else, that AAV goes up every year.
Yeah.
The cost of living, quote unquote, with society. So it makes sense. In 3 years, I can still go back. And if I'm still doing as well as I am, I can still be the highest paid player.
And I'll still be 29.
Yeah. So I get it. Absolutely. That's genius. It's genius. But you just got to be as teams. You got to stop that. Because that one player is not going to make that difference. Shohei had a MVP year, but they still had Betts and Freeman and everybody else.
And you look at their moves that they made at the deadline. Tommy Flaherty, Tommy Edman, Michael Kopech.
And Flaherty.
Like those are the three moves that eventually took them over to the top in the World Series. Because like you look at the way the rotation was coming into the playoffs, especially, who'd they have for starting pitchers? Nobody in the grand scheme of things.
No,
like Walker Buehler. Relievers. They had Walker Buehler,
Flaherty, a game
Yamamoto,
and a half of good starts.
Yamamoto and relievers, and that was it. And I mean, even this Blake Snell signing, like, don't get me wrong, for as much as I think it's a fantastic signing, Blake Snell is a little bit healthier than Tyler Glasnow. But they're the same player. They're both Cy Young caliber pitchers, but both have injury histories.
Yeah, but I'm even over the injury histories on pitchers because you know at some point during their contract, they're probably going to get injured. Corbin Burnes right now, only pitcher, last 3 years that has never missed a start. So probably you've got to look at the next contract. He's going to be on the injured list at some point. So as far as starters go, I look at it and go, I don't even want to hear about the injury anymore. He overpaid or whatever. They're going to get injured. That's the unfortunate part of it. That's just the reality of it. A player, you don't see it as often, but it's going to happen. But for the pitchers, you know it's going to happen. So you just drive on. And you make the best offer, the best package possible. But exactly right. Something for me has to change. Whether it's you know, yes, the Dodgers are now going to pay 110% tax. They don't even care anymore. They don't even care about that anymore. And that's just not good for baseball overall. Great for LA. Great for the players. But even when they're going around the other teams playing now, I'm sure those conversations, if they haven't started, they're definitely going to start happening. And so exactly right. Like just start to get it figured out. You got to make a tough call. I get that. And you're going to ripple the waters for sure, but be willing to ripple the waters. And for me, Rob Manfred, you are the commissioner. You're the representative of the league. You're done after 2028. Try to get it fixed before you step down. Owners, for the love of God, get together. And you know, this is getting out of control. To me, it's getting out of control because now the Dodgers can also, even if they don't get Roky, they can still go out and get Crochet quite easily.
Oh, they can go out and get whoever they want. Let's be honest. They still got the farm system to go out and get whoever they want.
Yeah.
They got the pieces for, hey, listen, if we want to get a guy, we'll trade you five of our injured starting pitchers. Two of them are guaranteed to be healthy at some point in time. I don't think all five of them would overlap, but you get what I'm saying. I'm obviously over-exaggerating on the five a little bit here. But, like, heck, if I threw out Dustin May, Gavin Stone,
Gonsolin, Miller.
Yeah, whoever you want, really. Like, some team's going to say, hey, listen, those guys have some upside when healthy. I'd be willing to take that trade.
For sure you would. For sure. There's no question about it, right? And so I think, you know, once Soto's done, the pitchers are going to go or whatever and that. But for the rest of free agents, it's going to be pretty darn interesting because why are you paying millions for somebody that's going to help you potentially but not be that difference maker? You might as well just compete within your division to the best of your ability and hope that something happens come the playoffs. And that's what it is. It's not really going in and competing from day one to day done.
Ah, the Cardinal way. Get into the dance and hope you can do some.
I guess, but that's... What fun is that?
It's not. I can tell you that much being a Cardinal fan. But anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back here after the break for the curtain call questions.
Guys, it's finally here. Wendy's new salted caramel frosty. It's cold, salted, yet perfectly sweet, delicious, and it's at the top of Santa's Christmas list. What? Santa has a list too, you know. And he's a huge salted caramel frosty fan. Probably why he's so jolly all the time. The iconic frosty with a salted caramel twist? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's salted caramel frosty flavored with other natural flavors.
Build up to Black Friday with savings all month long at Lowe's. Get up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, take an additional 10% off when you buy select major appliances. And don't wait to pick up holiday inflatables under $20. Don't wait to save in-store or online now. Because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/6 through 12/4. Cannot be combined with additional discounts. See Lowe's.com for details and qualifying items while supplies last.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Check, check, and check. That's the sound of me getting a jump start on my holiday list. But I can't take all the credit. Kohl's makes it too easy. I got my daughter a mini instant camera, my husband his favorite cologne, my sister Koolaburra by UGG slippers, and that's just the beginning. Then I got 20% off some of my other gifts. Yep, it doesn't get better than Kohl's. Select styles. Offer valid to November 23rd. Coupons do not apply to Tech, Sephora at Kohl's, and Koolaburra by UGG. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Thanks for sending in the curtain call questions. You know where you can get in touch with Nolan and myself. That's at Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Instagram or Facebook. Send your questions in to us. If they're personal training questions, we'll answer them in person with you. And if there's something for the show, we'll try to get it on the show for you. So, all right, we were talking about the state of the game and stuff like that. Let's go ahead. New York Mets fans starting to... be a little bit more open-minded other than just Juan Soto right now, Nolan. So what do the Mets do now? You get Juan Soto, let's say. Are they in good shape because Severino and Manaea are qualifying guys that are going to cost a team signing them a second and a fifth? Are they in good shape to be able to bring them back? And who do you build that rotation around? Do you have to go out and get Burns now?
I mean, so if they miss out on Soto, right, I don't think it's the end of the world for them. Obviously, he's a lot of teams' plan A. Let's be honest about the whole situation. Cohen obviously has made it very apparent. Obviously, they can use another bat, especially if they're going to lose Pete Alonso in that situation, right? And in my opinion, they should lose Pete Alonso. I get that that's an easy thing for me to say. But I'm looking at it, right? And Mark Vientos can very easily slide in over at first base. Now they need to go out and get a third baseman. So, okay, you got a few different options. Obviously, you have Willy Adames, who I think would be fantastic there. And then he can spell Lindor just in case Lindor gets injured at third or at shortstop, sorry. Or you can go out and either sign your Bregman or you can trade for your Arenado. You can do a lot of different things, right? So if you miss out on Soto, I think it's a lot easier. And then, like you said, obviously, then they had the money to go out and sign a starting pitcher like a Corbin Burns or a Max Fried or somebody to that extent. I think those would be great plan Bs. If they do end up signing Soto, then yeah, I also think that they're in the driver's seat because, like you said, I don't see them re-signing Sean Manaea or Luis Severino. Manaea, obviously, qualifying offer. So right there, obviously, yeah, you're getting back your couple of compensatory picks. I can't remember if they do international signing money as well in that.
Yeah, you give up a million.
Is it a million? Yeah, okay. So even that right there, like to me, it's a no-brainer. Now, those are guys that it's going to be interesting to see whether they are signed before the draft or not, because I personally don't have Sean Manaea as a $20 million pitcher. No matter how good he pitched down the stretch last year for them and everything like that, I get that he was fantastic in the playoffs too. I just don't see him being a $20 million pitcher, especially with that arm slot. I get that last year it worked, and I see, obviously, the success that Chris Sale had early in his career, and obviously last year where he just won, like this past season, I'm saying, where he just won a Cy Young. But there's a lot of risk with those sidewinders, and especially as a starter, I don't know if I'm backing up a truck and paying him a three-year $60-plus million dollars like Kikuchi just got, unless I'm a team that's absolutely desperate to sign a guy like that. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. But yeah, I mean, no, like looking at it, right, if I'm the Mets and I don't sign Soto, I think they're better off than if they do sign Soto.
Okay, so you sign Soto. Let's just say they sign Soto. Do you go ahead and try to put a package together for Crochet then? Because they need a left-handed pitcher in there. They got Senga coming back fully healthy.
Yeah, but I just don't think they have enough offensive weapons in their farm system to go out there and get a Garrett Crochet. Like, not and the reason why I'm saying that is because obviously you're looking at Boston. Everybody's looking at Boston and Crochet. I think that that's the move that ultimately will happen. Just because Boston, they have, what, five top 100 guys. They have three top 10 guys, and all three of them are position players. I believe all five of their guys actually are position players. And obviously, like, that's what Chicago White Sox has said that they want. They want the position players over the starting pitchers. I think that there's enough capable starting pitchers out there on the market for one of these guys to sign. But if I'm the Mets, yeah, absolutely. I'm trying to figure out a way how to get a Garrett Crochet, because I do think he'd be a difference maker there in, like, with the New York Mets. And especially with the way that like Philadelphia currently has their lineup constructed. Obviously, the Atlanta Braves, not so much of a left-handed hitting team, but still always competitive. He's a strikeout guy, can keep the ball in the park for the most part. I think that that would be a fantastic move if it could come to fruition, but I don't see them being the leaders for Derek Rochet.
Questions coming in from Baltimore Orioles fans, starting to get a little bit anxious and stuff like that. They want to see some movement down there in Baltimore. So what can you see Michael Elias doing at the winter meetings or throughout the rest of the winter?
Well, he better get one of his guys re-signed, whether it be Santander or Corbin Burns. I know that they've had dialogue. Obviously, talks have gone apparently very well between both sides. Corbin Burns, obviously familiar with the direction of where the Baltimore Orioles are going now, haven't played a year there. Anthony Santander, obviously, haven't played, what, the last 5 years there, 6 years there with the Baltimore Orioles. Obviously, he's got a lot of familiarity. And anytime you're losing a guy with 40-plus home runs and the offensive upside that Santander has, especially from both sides of the plate, that's a tough pill to swallow, man. That's not one that you can just easily replace and just find a guy that's going to drop 40. Like, I get... Okay, so let's just say hypothetically you lose Santander, you go out there and you get a Tyler O'Neill, right? Especially with the left field moving in, I think that would be another good move by Baltimore if they could go out and get a Tyler O'Neill. But at the same time, Tyler O'Neill obviously carries a lot of injury risk. But yeah, if I'm Elias, like ultimately I got to re-sign one of my dudes, whether it's either Santander or Corbin Burns. That's got to be primary one.
They were talking about it today, Detroit being in on Teoscar Hernandez. Could you see Baltimore replacing Santander with him sneaking in?
I could, but I just can't see. I mean, it's tough. It's tough right now because, like, realistically, obviously, Teoscar made it very well known that he wants to sign with the Los Angeles Dodgers. Obviously, there was mutual interest both ways. To me, he just screams that he's going to re-sign with the Los Angeles Dodgers, try and run it back. I don't know what his contract's going to look like. He'll probably get about a 4-year 80, maybe a 3-year 65, something like that. But I don't fully know what his contract's going to look like, and especially since he's coming off a career year offensively. He's getting up there in age, obviously, being, what, 32, 33 now. So by the time his contract's up, he's going to be 36, 37 probably, maybe 35 at the earliest. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but if I'm the Tigers, absolutely worth throwing my hat in the ring and trying to get a guy like Teo, especially since that's a young up-and-coming team with the Detroit Tigers, I'm saying, that he could come in there and be a veteran leader in the clubhouse. Having just won a World Series, obviously, he brings that over with him. Well, he's got a little bit of familiarity with A.J. Hinch, too, having came from the Houston Astros, obviously, once upon a time. But I don't know what exactly that would look like in terms of production from him.
Well, that's it. They got three left-handed swingers in the outfield right now, Detroit. And, you know, you put a good right-handed bat in there and you juggle that lineup a little bit. A.J. Hinch is really good at it. So I could, that'll be interesting to keep our eyes on that one. So this question in from the Chicago Cubs, just like the Orioles fans, they're starting to get a little fired up there again. I mean, obviously big market team, but really zero direction right now. Craig Counsell's been on the record saying, you know what, like we got to become a 90-win perennial team, not just a team here and there. We're too good for that. What, like, you hear rumblings with Cody Bellinger. I'm keeping Cody Bellinger if I'm them. He's so serviceable. He's around it. Yes, his year last year wasn't as good, obviously, as 2 years ago. But what do you see from the Cubs?
Yeah, like his trade market has to be, in my opinion, significant once Soto goes to wherever team he signs with. Because, like you said, like if Soto leaves the Yankees, for example, right? That's a guy that comes in and can play center field. He can play first base. He's got positional versatility. If I'm the Cubs, realistically, best option, right, is to keep him. But for some reason, the Cubs are adamant that pretty much it's, we have to trade Cody Bellinger in order to sign these other guys. No, you're the Chicago Cubs. You guys have a little bit of money. You guys can spend a little bit of money. I get that they've spent a little bit of money in the past couple of years, and it hasn't obviously worked out, but it's not for a lack of trying, right? It's the same as the Los Angeles Angels. Obviously, you get Cody Bellinger. You get your Dansby Swansons. You get your Seiya Suzuki, Shota Imanaga. All those guys within the last 3 years. And you're pretty happy about kind of where they're at, but obviously they're still missing tons of pieces. And it's not like they have, like, they have some pieces that they can obviously trade if they want to, but they don't have a lot of pieces that they could trade if they wanted to, if you get what I'm saying.
No, like, absolutely.
The biggest thing is, after they lost Wilson Contreras, you could see the direction of that team just changed. And, I mean, unfortunately, it hasn't really benefited the Cardinals either, but at the end of the day, they just need a true good blue-collar catcher back there just to get the pitchers right, set the defense up to the point where it needs to be competitive again. And I mean, just let the young kids kind of ride. Like, Pete Crow Armstrong, obviously, this year, you got to expect him to take that step forward. He'll get better. Michael Busch, obviously, he's a young up-and-coming guy. He'll probably be the first baseman of the future there with the Chicago Cubs. Good-looking up-and-coming kid. Obviously, just went out and got Eli Morgan from the Cleveland Guardians there last week. So, I mean, they got some pieces. They just need to make some moves just to shore up some of the clubhouse stuff, in my opinion, to get them in one direction.
Well, absolutely. I mean, Milwaukee, you're looking at them losing Adames. Still, obviously, the leaders of the division. You got to give it to them. But that division is up for grabs, like we've said many times. But Pittsburgh Pirates getting better. Jared Jones, Skeens, they got a guy at AAA right now that's ready to tear it up. Sounds like a third wheel in that juggernaut. They're getting stronger.
Fourth, you got to include Mitch Keller.
Yep. And you got Terry Francona in Cincinnati. He's not going there unless there's a really good vision. And they're a nice young team, too, that just hasn't really put it together, but that could put it together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if I'm the Cubs, I'm not running on the treadmill, so to speak.
No, you can't rest on your laurels there if you're the Chicago Cubs. You got to go out and try and make some moves.
Yeah. There's no question about it. You're looking at an uphill battle for sure. That's just the reality. Houston Astros, are they feeling better about getting Bregman back or whatever after that $200 million thing? And maybe he said, look, I want to go back to Houston and I'll take a $150, a $162, a $175 or whatever in that. And if anybody else wants to sign me, they got to pay over $200 million.
Yeah, I think so. But at the same time, Jim Crane, I mean, I don't know what they're going to do. I really don't, because obviously the biggest question is next year, what do they do? If I back the truck up for Bregman, how do I get Yordan and Kyle Tucker?
Absolutely.
I just think it's Framber one Ball of the does. Others. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no matter what, next year they're just in a bad spot going into free agency. I think ultimately Bregman will end up re-signing just because he is a Houston legend. Like, he was the guy that came in there with Correa, and obviously Altuve was already there, and they already had a couple different pieces in there already. But, like, once he came into Houston, it was just a different story. We're full bore. We're ready to go. We're going to win a World Series. He was the 2015 class, I believe, right? Second overall behind Dansby. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it was just one of those ones that, yeah, he just came in. And it was just ultimately, all right, listen, boys, get on board. We're winning World Series. And, I mean, you see a little bit of the offensive decline. Sure, absolutely. But at the end of the day, still a world-class player. And he's going to make any team better. And realistically, like you said, I don't see teams paying him 200 plus. So I think he does just re-up on a six-year 150 or something like that with the Houston Astros.
45 seconds. Buster Posey feeling good about taking over the San Francisco Giants or in a real uphill future?
No, I think he's in a tough bind. Just knowing that players are going to the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres over his San Francisco Giants. But at the same time, he's not signing on to be a one-done guy. He's not signing on to be like Derek Jeter, where he was only there for a couple of years. Man, upper, like, ownership says to him, hey, listen, we're just seeing things in a different direction. Like, he's there, and he set the bar. Hey, listen, I'm going to build this team like I did when I was the catcher there in San Fran, win 3 World Series, 5 years. Things will be good on the other side. But Dirtbags, thanks for the curtain call questions. We'll be right back here with the final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give me your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought this week is just players saying, hey, listen, I have positional versatility going into free agency or the trade market. Obviously, this week, Nolan Arenado reportedly is willing to play first base to any team that he gets traded to. Dude, we're not trading you to play first base. You're a platinum glove third baseman. You still graded out in the 95th percentile, outs above average at third base this past season. You were a top three gold glove finalist this past season. Now, gold gloves obviously are kind of BS, but whatever. That's besides the point. Why would I trade for you and move you to first base knowing that you've never played this position at the major league level and you're a gold glove caliber third baseman? Same as Alex Bregman saying he'd be willing to play shortstop or second base. Dude, we're signing you to play third base. Cut that talk out. Don't even put it in our mouths. Same as Willie Adames saying that he's willing. Dude, same thing. We're going to sign you to be a shortstop. There's a lot of teams that need a shortstop and can move their current shortstop out of shortstop to make room for Willie Adames. Honestly, the positional versatility thing I think is a little BS, but it is what it is, man. I get that their agents are trying to hype these guys up saying, hey, listen, if we do this, then this will get us more money and all this extra stuff. No, it won't. These teams are signing you because they know what they're getting from you at your current position. I'm not signing you to an extra $20 million just so you can hypothetically play a different position at a subpar major league level. Get that out. Just cut it out. Stick to what you know. Stick to what you're good at.
Great final thought. Thanks for listening, Dirtbags. Thanks for being a part of the nation. Please send us your thoughts and comments on where you feel the state of the game is right now and what you're seeing and just feeling out there. Love to get them. You know where you can do that? At Dirtbag Baseball Nation on Facebook or Instagram. Love reading the comments all the time. That's just the reality of it. So, again, Thanksgiving tomorrow. Hopefully it's a fantastic day for you. Hopefully everybody is healthy and happy. Enjoy the football games to the best of your ability. Big Cowboys Giants game going on at 4:25. And you know what? Detroit Lions, that's an exciting one at noon hour. There's no question about that one. So, but bottom line is have a fantastic Thanksgiving and just enjoy it to the best of your ability. Hopefully the travel and the conditions are conducive to hopefully allowing the majority of the people, if not all the people, allowance to get to their families and loved ones. So Servicemen and women, can't thank you enough as always. Same thing, happy Thanksgiving to you, and thank you for doing what you do. So, Nolan, it is time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned, because it's going to be a hell of a ride.